المصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات صدق الله العظيم All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the choicest blessings of Allah ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi, our leader, as Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to continuously shower us with His blessings and to make us aware, continuously conscious of the fact that we are enjoying His blessings and that He must help us to make shukr. The more shukr we make, the more we thank Allah, the more grateful we are, the more Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will increase us in blessings. Alhamdulillah, the program that we are doing at this point in time deals with how we can improve our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how we can improve the quality of our a'mal and our deeds in which are going to be presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, the final solution or the final decision with regard to our salvation in the hereafter, it depends on whether Allah is pleased with us and whether our a'mal are acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A'mal means deeds. And wherever we have the opportunity, we must try and beautify our deeds. A lot of times we have an opportunity where certain conditions come our way. And like we said, if we can just understand it in the light of our relationship with Allah Ta'ala, all those conditions, we will act in the most beautiful way, we will act in the most humble way, we will act in the most dignified way. And for us to find the path to Allah, everyone is looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To find the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we do not remove certain sicknesses and illnesses, spiritual sicknesses and illnesses, we're going to fall by the wayside. We are like on a road that has got potholes or an uphill road, or sometimes we are on the road but our front gear is not working. We're going in reverse gear all the time. So we're not getting close to Allah. This is the result of our sicknesses and spiritual illnesses that are in us. So last week we spoke about exercising tolerance and we said that it is very closely linked to controlling of anger. But it was not actually the lesson on controlling of anger. It was giving ourselves a beauty and dignity in our approach to people and in our approach to situations, that we continuously tolerate people, and it was called the quality of hilm. Now another beautiful quality, and this is such an important quality in as far as our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, that if we are not careful about it, bringing this quality in the lack of this quality, it will very severely hamper our journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will severely hamper our relationship with Allah. It will severely hamper our closeness. We won't even get anywhere close to Allah ta'ala. And it will also have a negative effect on all the good deeds that we do. And what is that quality? The lack of humility. Lack of humility. So in other words, if we are lacking humility, then it means what we've got? We've got pride. Allah is the greatest. Now, if somebody is going to think he's also great, and he's going to have no humility, will he ever get close to Allah? Allah doesn't want such a person close to him. You're competing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, basically. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like it. Also, if we have got lack of humility, then when situations are going to come our way, we're going to act very, very wrong. We're going to act in a manner that is very harmful. And the ibadat also, for example, that we might be doing, the deeds that we might be doing will also be negative. For example, we are reading namaz. Okay, but if we are lacking humility, then the more salah we are going to be reading, the more get a chair there for my father-in-law. Put it there. Okay. So the more humility we're lacking, that ibadat we are going to be making is going to make us very, very arrogant and proud. Why? Because we are going to think, hey, you know what? I read so much namaz. I make so much tahajjud namaz. And in this way, we are going to start thinking of ourselves as big and as great because we are lacking humility. Any situation. So in other words, salah was supposed to be such a good thing. It's supposed to bring us close to Allah. But because we lack humility, that same salah becomes a means of us going further away from Allah. We start thinking, hey, you know, I made so many rakats. I went for Umrah. I went for so many Umrah. I went for Hajj. I made so many Hajj. If you give charity, if you're lacking the quality of humility, that charity is going to make us think big of ourselves. Think, I am such a generous person. I am such a big giver. I am like this. I am like that. So that I will come inside a person. Lack of humor is making him just more big. And that kind of charity Allah Ta'ala does not even want. So there, whether it's that or any other worldly situation also may come our way. If we are lacking humility, it's very, very dangerous. And we see it very, very often happening that a person, he was okay with us. And then he started wearing some nice, smart designer clothes. He don't make salam also after that. What happens? No, I'm wearing whatever diesel or I don't know, whatever this one branded stuff might be. The fellow now he don't make salam. Or a person, mashallah, now he was driving a bombed out car. Now he's driving a real smart car, for example. Now he feels the rules of the road don't apply to him. And he feels, you know what, I can now do what I want to. He doesn't make salam to the people. He drives arrogantly or aggressively. Suddenly that quality of humility has left him, or it's not there, it has made him like that. Or any other situation, maybe the home that he starts living in makes him feel that he is better than anybody else. So what we are saying is that certain situations that come into a person when he lacks the quality of humility can be so harmful for him in his worldly as well as in his akhirat and his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is what we are talking about. So and humility is not some outward show of, you know, a fellow walking nicely and humbly, Sufi sahab, and smiling, and all that outward stuff is not really humility. Humility is a condition of the heart, where in a heart a person knows that Allah is the greatest, there is no one greater than Allah, and I am a nothing. I am a nothing. These people who put up a false show of humility sometimes, you know, you must just test them sometimes. Just work on their nerves and then you'll see where that humility flies away to. So we don't have to say it, we don't have to test anybody. But that is the test of a person's humility. So humble, and then suddenly somebody just tramps on that person's toes and then you see how he let flies all the swear words and you see another side of this person here. So humility is a condition of the heart that must be brought into a person. And even a thing like ilm and knowledge, if a person does not have humility, is lacking it, he is not linked up to a sheikh, this will make him so arrogant, you know, he will think, I am the alim of the time. No one as learned as me. What do all these jahils know? They talk like that. They actually talk like that. And this sickness, unfortunately, is found in young ulama. We don't have to run the ulama down here. But these fellows that are busy still studying the deen, you know, they learn a little bit of Arabic and they learn two or three kitabs and they start becoming, that everybody in the masjid is jahil. Or even sometimes other ulama, they say, what these alims know? They are seniors. And they start looking down on them. So what has happened? The real knowledge, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, real knowledge is this, that the more you acquire real knowledge, the more it humbles you. The more you come to know, the more you know that you know very little. That is what real knowledge is. So we find lack of humility even can make, forget an abid, a worshipper even can make an alim a very, very rotten person. He can have fitna. He can have so much fitna in his ilm. He can create so much of division between people. He can make people fight because he can actually manipulate situations simply because of his arrogance and lack of humility. So it's a very, very important quality. And it is something that we, like we say, it comes from the heart. And a person continuously must know who is he. You know, it is mentioned, there was one buzrug. He was walking once and by mistake he bumped one dude, one serious looking guy. So a person said, what's wrong with you? Can't you see where you're going? Do you know who I am? So this man said, I don't know who you are, but I can tell you something about yourself. Your origin was with a drop of sperm. That is what your start was. As you walk now, you're carrying a whole lot of waste matter in your system. When you go to toilet, you'll see when it comes out there. And the third thing is, your end will be this, that you'll be reduced to total bones and nothing in the grave. That's what I know about you. So that is the thought a person must have in his mind, and you know, develop this humility. This is what my haqiqat and this is what my reality is. And in this way, inshallah, this quality will then develop, and situations will come. It will make a person, when he gets ni'mat of Allah, it will make him fat-headed. It will make him more conscious of Allah. Allah gave me this. I am not even in a position to own this. And that's why we spoke about shukr the other day. And it will always make him fearful that Allah mustn't take it away. And he will use it in the best way. And like you said, if he does not have this quality, then he will go the other way. The way he talks, the way he looks at people, the way he walks, the way he drives, the way he does anything, it will have a different kind of a look. So, Sheikh Sayyid Ahmad Rifa'i, rahmatullah alayh. He is a very, very great saint. And there is a silsila of his called the Rifa'i order. He was a Sayyid. He was in the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some great things are said about him and written also about him. So it is mentioned that once he was yearning to come and visit the grave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he came to the grave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a lot of restlessness and a yearning in his heart. And he came and he stood by the roza and he started making salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Rasul, because he was in the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he also said, oh my grandfather, because he was a grandson, you know. And he said, I have come from so far to greet you. I just came to greet you. And then Nabi sallallahu, because he greeted with so much of sincerity, the walaikum salam sound came out from the Roza Mubarak. He heard. Now this is now the miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the karamat of this person. It is what happened to everybody. That you might also say walaikum salam, but maybe somebody making walaikum salam for somebody else there by the Roza. Don't start being you. So nevertheless, he got this. He says, oh my grandfather, I have come from so far. I am still not satisfied with just hearing your salam. And at that point in time, it is mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave his hand from the Roza. And that entire Masjid Nabawi was brightened and illuminated like the sun had come in there, because the nur of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hand just came. There were about 9,000 people, it is said, at that time in the Masjid, and they all witnessed this particular incident, right? So it's not something that just somebody sucked out of their thumbs. 9,000 people noticed many, many years ago. In any case, then he felt, now he greeted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now that is the sincerity and the extreme love this person had, as a result of which he had this particular experience. So, now what will happen if that happens to any of us after that? If you walk here at Masjid Nabawi, you say, where's King Salman? Tell him to come here now by me. I mean, even the king didn't get greeted by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, this man was so, after that, when he came to his senses, he was so in a state of another kind of restlessness, because he said, all the people are looking at him. I mean, what will the people do with us there? All the people come and catch our feet and our hand, and they will all make us a big sheikh right on the spot there, you know. And he just didn't want that. He says, this is not right. So he somehow went and he lied down at the entrance of Masjid Nabawi. And he says, oh, Ahmad, you must watch out. You think you're very great because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam greeted you and everybody is looking at you. You are a nothing. You don't get up from here now till everybody who's walking past don't trample over you. That is what you are. You are worthy of being a doormat. You are worthy of being trampled upon. You are a nothing. So in this way, he treated himself for keeping himself, you know, in that humility. So what we are saying is that it is a beautiful quality, and it comes out naturally from people, the way they act and the way they react and interact with people. We should always have it there. And like we said, it comes out in all places. Last week when we spoke of, you know, tolerance, anytime tolerance can be accepted. And sometimes tolerance normally is something that happens over a long period. People will test you and test you and test you and test you, and you still just chill, you cool, you okay with it. So humility also is such a thing that can be tested. So this Sheikh Ahmad Rifa'i rahmatullah alayh, he says now, he was a great saint, he was a buzrug, he was a wali of Allah. He says, I have traveled and journeyed the various paths of seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I have made a great amount of effort and I have struggled in this path here. And I can tell you that from all the paths that I have traveled, there are two paths that have brought me very, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two paths. They say one is strict adherence to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says if a person is not on the sunnah, he'll never, you're in another direction. Sunnah is the road, the straight road. The path of sunnah is sirat al-mustaqim. If a person is off there, is going in another direction. First, and the second thing, he says, it is humility. The more humility I have brought, the more I have lowered myself, and we saw this incident of his, the more I have found myself coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is mentioned that Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, both of them have mentioned that there isn't an easier road that Allah ta'ala has chosen for his servants to come closer to him than the path of humility. It's easy. Any other path has been very, very difficult. But humility makes a person, you know, we can be whatever, we get one sore pain somewhere, some difficulty catches us, and we can be knocked out, we fled. Nothing, we are totally nothing. We can be the big gangster tomorrow or today, and tomorrow some bad, difficult affliction can overtake a person, and then he knows what is his reality. So if a person constantly ponders on his reality, and he brings us in him, he comes very close to Allah. He, you know, when we're making sajda, what is sajda? Sajda is the expression of extreme humility in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what sajda is. So when a person is making sajda, he is actually saying, this highest part of my body is now brought to the lowest part. The lowest I could go is the ground, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. So that is the point that we are making. And when a person humbles himself, and the more he humbles himself, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the hadith of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he says, "Man tawadha'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah." Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever humbles himself for Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises his stages. And like you mentioned, that the more knowledge we get, the more, you know, sometimes we become a bit more conscious of our deen. We start changing our ways. We start becoming more pious. But with that, be careful of the sickness of not thinking I am better than somebody else. Maybe we weren't reading namaz. Now we're sitting in the company of a sheikh. Now we are listening to something. Now everybody else is suddenly very, very impious. And everybody else is shaitan. Everybody else is jahil. So we start letting them have it. We are like the big buzruk of the family now. We start letting everybody have it with a sense of superiority. Yes, we have to correct them, but we have to do it with so much of humility, with so much of love, with so much of wisdom, and with a lot of dua and with the pain. If that sincerity is there, then we can do it in a manner. And alhamdulillah, as people will then not take to us. When, for example, when a person has got ilm, knowledge is like this, that the more a person acquires knowledge, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises his stages. Because one buzruk used to say, he says that I was a slave and working for somebody. And finally, I was bought out for 300 dirhams and I was set free. I went to acquire knowledge and I studied. And a time came when he was busy giving hadith, knowledge of hadith, imparting the science of hadith to the people. And the king of the time came and he said, I need to meet this man here. So he said, you have to wait, lessons are on now. So he was a slave who worked for somebody, freed for 300 dirhams, right? And then when he got knowledge, a time came the king had to stand outside 1 hour and wait for him till he finished, gave the lessons. So that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated this particular person's stages. And everybody else also, we find, you know, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala asked him some questions right on top there in the Jannah at that time. And Allah asked the malaika some questions also. The malaika couldn't answer. It's mentioned in the first para. قَالَ يَا آدَمَ أَنْبِهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. Right? So he says, tell the malaika the things that I asked you. They don't know the answers. You know the answers. So at that time, because of that, then Allah Ta'ala told the malaika, now you must make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So what happened there? It was an account of the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him, that we find that he had humility and Allah Ta'ala brought it, that the malaika were making sajda to him. And there are lots of other beautiful examples. If you look at the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's where we have to just bring in, to train ourselves to be humble. We find that the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was this, that he always used to make salam first. If a person got the sickness of arrogance and he wants to be humble, make salam first to those who know, those who don't know, those who are elder than you, those that are younger than you. But more important, be first to make salam. And that is a quality that will really wipe away and bring take away this, you know, pride, will bring humility. Sometimes a person, out of forgetfulness, or he does not make salam, like I say, he's in his own twirl, that's different. But there are some people, they just will not make salam first. They want to be greeted. Number two is if they're not greeted, oh, that's even worse. Says, man, didn't even greet me. Right, this is the opportunity that the one, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the one closest to Allah Ta'ala, in the eyes of Allah, is the one who makes salam first. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make salam first. Likewise, in the house, it was the practice of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to help with household things. Do we help in the house if the things get a bit more? Let us wash the dishes. Do we even know where to find the soap and the sponge to wash the dishes? Do we know? Or are we going to make a bigger problem than get chased out of the kitchen? You know? So help. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is to help in the house. It's a very, very beautiful. He's to actually sweep in the house, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And likewise, where we have the opportunity of making somebody's khidmat and for ourselves, you know, pick up some dirt, anything, anywhere, just pick it up. Just feel that, you know what, I have to do this. I have to train myself. And in this way, a person will inculcate this very, very beautiful quality. So we are talking about improving the quality of our actions. And the one beautiful way all our actions can be beautified is if we put a flavor of humility. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah Jalla Jalalu.